Okay, so we were discussing a machlokes between Rabba and Rav Chisda regarding the status of a Korban Pesach where we are making the assumption of mechashvin me'avoda li'avoda generally, but we have a more specific question as to whether a machshava regarding the kapara of arelim bishas zrika is going to passel the korban. Okay, that was the machlokas that we had on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Rav Chisda says, indeed, the korban is passel, and Rabba says it's kosher. The breadth of the entire Amud, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, until the Haskafa of Rav Ashi, the assumption is whether or not, because of the outsized role of Shechita in Korban Pesach, whether there is a din of machsheves arelim bizrika or not. Ish lefi ochlo tachosu al haseh zevach pesach hu lahashem v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael bein harbaim. Rav Ashi suggests that is in fact not the machlokes, bein b'shchita, bein bizrika. We're not actually debating that point. The question is the relationship between the miskaprim and the arelim. The pasuk says, "V'samach yado al rosh ha'ula, v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav." The din of psul shinoi bailim. What are the outer boundaries of this psul? Didei dumya dechavrei. There has to be a basic equation, a basic equivalency in that relationship. And the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabba and Rav Chisda is how exactly do we understand the status of the Arel. The Arel is what we term Mechusar Maisa, and Tosus, the Tat Tosus HaMach Bezim and Aleph, says Mila is Chashiv Tvei, as far as Maisim go. And it's a very significant Maisa. It's a Chalos in a person to be an Arel. Obviously in Isser Kares, when it comes to Achilas Kodshim, as discussed. And one way to look at that is that this person is so far removed from the status of those who are miskaprim bekodshim that we're not too concerned about it. There is no equivalency. Eino dome the chavero. The other shita is to say, well, ho'il, that's where we're going to pick up. Iboi miska nafshe. It's not irreversible. We wouldn't advise the person to do this. After all, mesu echav machmas mila. It's likely that his performing this action would be an isur daraisa in terms of being misaken himself. Person is not allowed to needlessly endanger themselves in halacha. We don't have that kind of authority or autonomy over our person. So that halachic reality notwithstanding, we basically see this person as a bar kapara because he's still a bar chiyuva, it's just ones rachman apatri. And that's why Rav Chisda will say pasul. And that's exactly where the Gemara's point of departure is. Umi islei l'Rav Chisda ho'il. V'ho et marofem yamtif l'chol. Rav Chisda amar lo k'rabba, marna lo k'rabba, meina lo k'aminon ho'il v'imi k'loi lei orachim. Chazi lei hashtanami chazi lei v'lo loki. Rav Chisda amar lo k'a. Lo amarinan ho'il. Bishlam the rabba lo k'ashya ha'cha mechusar ma'isa. Ha'asam de lo mechusar ma'isa. It makes perfect sense according to Rabba. El the Rebbe Chisda Kasha. Rebbe Chisda just said previously, right? Ho'il v'ibayi miskenavshe. So if he's willing to say that ho'il, then kol shekain, he should be willing to be lenient when it comes to the ho'il of yamtif, right? There's a greater likelihood, there's a greater halachic permissibility for Orchim to come on Yantif than for this person, Mesu Echav Machmas Mila, to be Mal himself. It should be a Kal V'chomer. It's a very strong question. Which do you consider to be the more plausible hope? So the Gemara says something which is subject to a machlokas rishonim. Ela the Reb Chista, the Reb Chista Tashya, Amri Kilesle, the Reb Chista Hoi Lekula, Lechumra Islay. That he wants to have his cake and eat it too. Take a look over at Rashi. Rashi explains, Lekula Lepotro Mimalkos, that Reb Chista is not going to say, Lechumra Lifsal Bipsachim Islay. So the Balei HaTosfos point out, says, Nir the Reb Chiska Lepasal Alamidirabana. Because if you hold of Hoil, the Midaraisa lo shayach l'chalik bein l'chumra bein l'kula, Midaraisa lo amin l'hoil klal afilu l'chumra. And the Balei HaTosfos go on from there. They say this could only be a din d'rabbanan if you're going to answer l'kula u l'chumra. Now, up until this point in the Gemara, if the Balei HaTosfos are correct, we never would have gotten the impression that any of this was a din d'rabbanan, right? We were darshaning it from Sukkim. V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. Nobody said, oh, we're only talking about a psul derabanan in terms of there's machsheves arelim bishas zrika. Okay, so let's take a look. So Gemara says, Amalei marzot rebeder of mari leravina k'tani hoil ve'arla poseles ve'toma poseles ma'toma lo asaba miktas toma kechol toma Af arla lo asa miktas arla kechol arla. We saw that point debated yesterday. After all, v'chol arel lo yochalbo. Maybe it even miktas. So hay toma hechidami. What are we talking about? Ilema b'toma segavri. Umay lo asa ba miktas toma kechol toma diika arba v'chamisha gavri tamein. V'arba v'chamisha gavri tahorin lo pas lehu tamein le tahorim. As we said yesterday, as long as the shechita can be chal on the tahorin, that's acceptable in terms of ish lefi ochlo tachosu alasa. There have to be viable ochlin, lafuke tmeim, lafuke arelim, lafuke zakenim, lafuke cholim. So gabe arlanami, holo pasli ditnan, lemulim ula arelim kosher. Our understanding right now is that if you have in mind for both mulin and arelim, based on the simple text of the Mishnah, the Karban Pesach b'di'eved is acceptable. So ma'ishna tamad d'pshita lay ma'ishna arla d'misapkale. Why did we have to darshin arla from Toma? Why was Toma the more simple case? Ella b'tomas basar. It must have been that we're not really talking about Toma's gavri. Otherwise, they would have been fundamentally equivalent. We're talking about Toma's basar. Umay lo asa b'miktsas Toma kechol Toma. De'ilu it mechad mevarim. Hai did me sarfinan lei, v'idach achalinan lei. That we never had the idea that if somehow, despite the fact that the Karban Pesach is prepared, rosho al kira'av al chirbo, that it's the whole Karban, Kivi, remember from last year, we talked about the issue of the chizkuni, right, that it should be roasted exactly like the Egyptians worshipped it, so that should be, you know, in their eyes, so to speak. But if one part becomes tamei, so you treat it like kachim shenitmu, it's a chalos srefa, it's a din in the chavtza, and the rest is perfectly acceptable. B'mayu kimta b'tumas basar, ema seifa, danin davar shenonoig b'chalaz vachim, davar shenonoig b'chalaz vachim, al yuchiach zman, shenonoig b'chalaz vachim, umay tuma, if you'll stick with this point that we're talking about tumas basar, that's not a din prati by the Karban Pesach, it's a din klali. Ine matamas basar mayini noeg bechlaz vachem el pshita de tamas gavri. So it must be again that we were dealing with gavra tame or multiple gavre tameim. Umayinu noeg bechlaz vachem de ilu bechlaz vachem arel the tame mishalchin carbonosayen vilu be pesach arel the tame ein mishalchin pischeim. Why? Once again, because of the outsized role of Shechita and Achila in the Karban Pesach, if the Tamei and the Arel cannot eat, they cannot be part of the Chabura. The Chatchila. Okay? Einan Mishalchin Karbanosein. By other Karbanos, Achilas Bailim, Eino Ma'akev. Okay. So that leads us to a strange place. Reisha b'tomas basar. The first part of the statement would be dealing with when an element of the Karban Pesach becomes tamei. V'seifa b'tumas gavri. Shem tumah kaparech. And we extend from the world of tumah to the world of arel. What do we mean that it's not noig b'chalaz v'achim, dila b'chalaz v'achim, mention it machelev, u'basar kayam, or the opposite? Once again, the Shita Senu, which is really the Shita of Rosenzweig in terms of his teaching me this yisod. Ve'ilu bePesach nitma chaylev u'basar kayam zorek es hadam nitma basar. But if the basar is tamei, and this is not noheg b'chol hazvachem, this is a din which is very specific, a din prati in the world of Karban Pesach. It's absolutely possible. Nitma basar chelov kayim enu zorek es adam. If nobody's going to be able to eat this Karban Pesach, forget it. So b'mayo kipta b'tumas basar. So if you'll say we're really talking about tumas basar, bein b'reisha bein b'seifa, ema seva dani davar shalohutur michlalo, midavar shalohutur michlalo v'altuch yach toma. Sha'arei hutur michlalo, as discussed yesterday, ish, Kiyat hamei la nefesh over derech rechoka, ish nidcha lepesach sheni ve'ein tzibur nidchen lepesach sheni t'hutar michlala t'ma hutra b'tzibur b'may ilema. If you'll tell me, b'tomaz basar hecha hutra lepshita, we're talking about Tomas Gavri, ve'hecha hutra michlala b'tzibur. That's the obvious case. So then the Gemara says, but again we have the issue of Eisim and Three Reisha, b'tomaz basar sevo b'tomaz Gavri in Shame to Makaparach. Iba Yesema Chula Bitumas Basar, Veheko Hutra Bitumas Pesach, Titan, Pesach Haba Bituma, Nechal Bituma, Shaloba Mitchilaso, Eloliachila. You can underline that line in your Gemara. That is the essential Nakuda that we've been talking about now for 3 days. Shaloba Mitchilaso, Ela Liachila. And that explains everything that we've been after. Which of the avodos is connected to the world of achila? Obviously, shchita. That's not just true in kachim. We exported from the world of kachim to the world of chulin. Masiv Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua Pesach Shav Rosh Naso. It's no longer ben shana. It's no longer within the first 12 months of life. KD, what does it become? Immediately when it's past 12 months? What do we call that? It's no longer a keves, it's a... What do we call it? Neither here nor there. The palgas, right? And then after 13 months, it becomes... an ayu, okay? Very important in Dios. Masiv Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua Pesach Shav Rosh Naso. Case 1. V'shachto b'zmano lishmo. V'chein asho chidachir l'shem Pesach b'zmano. Machokis Rav Lazar Rav Yeshua. Rav Lazar posts Rav Yeshua Machshir. So time of b'zmano. They have the machokis b'zmano. Hashalo b'zmano is no longer Pesach kosher. V'amai? Are we really sure? Neima ho b'zmano posel. If Rav Lazar is willing to say posel even b'zmano. Shalom is manu nami posel. Amar papa shiny hasam damar kra. Via mar tem zevach pesach ulashem. Hu behava yaso. Lo hula shumacherim. Not a carbon pesach lashem. Let's say a shlomim below acherim. Not a shlomim lishmo. Bismano. Shehu posel. Lashumacherim. When a carbon pesach cannot possibly be kosher. If you do it lashem shlomim, as we said, lishma vishalo lishma. Acherim psulim lishmo. So if you try to bring the shlamim as a pesach, it's not going to work. Shelo bismano, shehu kosher l'shum acherim. If you'll offer a carbon pesach, shelo bismano l'shem shlamim. We said gufa, that's kosher. So acherim kesherim lishmo. So why can't it be that at that point in time we'll say that the shlamim, which was offered shelo lishma, was offered l'shem pesach. They made a mistake, but at least it'll be kosher. Like all the other korbanos, what do we say? As long as it's not a pesach or a chatas, right? It's kosher. Ella shelo ala l'bayilim l'shem chova. So why not just say that? So Rabbi Simlai wanted to argue this point exactly. So also the comment that Rabbi Yechanan, Amrle in Islimi Mar Sefer Yuchsin. He wanted to learn Tanakh. That's fascinating. The part of Tanakh that's called Sefer Yuchsin is Divrei Hayomim. Chronicles. The Book of Chronicles. He wanted to learn Sefer Divrei Hayomim. Not an oft-studied Sefer. Not part, I don't think, of TABC's curriculum. Maybe a little bit of comparative study when he learned Sefer Melachim. Okay. People tend to use it in that sense. But that's not what Rabbi Simlai was asking for. He wasn't asking for the occasional reference. He wanted to learn the Sefer, you know, frontally. Okay. It's actually a big challenge because without the Radak and the Malbim, we'd be lost because every time there's a problem between Shmuel Beis and Divrei Hayamim or Malachim and Divrei Hayamim and Yirmiyahu and Divrei Hayamim, so they come to our rescue, whether it's the numbers or what have you. Okay. Rabbi Simlai Yosel Kham de Rabbi Yochanan Rolei Nistili Mar Sefer Yuchsin Amrlei Meheichanat. He says, you know, rank and serial number, please. Amrlei Milod Meheichan Mosbach. Where do you live now? Benharda. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no soup for you. Amrlei Nidonin Lod Lodin Velo Nahardin Vekol Shkein Dat Milod Yeah, two problems here. Number one, you're from Lod. Number two, you currently live in Naharda. Either one of those would have been a psul gavra in my book, Rabbi Yochanan says, as far as learning Divrei Yamim goes. So kol shekein tarte. Okay. So kafye, so he tried to, you know, put pressure on him. This is kfiya bedwarim. So Amrlei Nisnaya B'Shloshi Yarchi. We'll learn it over, I don't know, a 3-month period, 90 days. So Shakal Kala Pasak Bey. So this is an idiom for basically, he gave him a what for. Rabbi Yochanan gave him a what for. This is what the Gemara in Shabbos on Lamed Aleph says. Dechafo Bamas Binyan Shabiyado. He says, what do you think? You're going to finish this in 3 months? Amalei Uma Bruria Devisu the Reb Meir, the great Bruria. Brase the Reb Chanina ben Tradion, who's a Talmidah Chachama. The Tanya Tlas Meir Shmeitza Biyame, Mishle Shmeya Revusa. She learned 300 Divrei Torah a day from 300 different sources. Rafilu Hachilo Yatsisa Yadei Chovasa, Bitlashan and Divrei Yamim took her more than 3 years. Ve'at Amar to Bitlasa Yarchi. This is ridiculous. You think you're going to be able to handle Divrei Hayamim in 3 months? What is this? Like one of these, you know, every now and again they come out one of these books, you know, Master Shas and Three Easy Steps. You know. Basically, you know, they never got to Megillah, you know. Yagata matzasa tamein, lo yagata matzasa al tamein. They don't know Shas too well, apparently. So, you know, he thinks it's crazy. So, anyway, Rabbi Simlai was not making much progress in this conversation. But, the good news was is that they did have a sidebar in this discussion about whether he would be eligible to study Divrei Hayomim. Ki shakil v'azel, amalei Rabbi, says, can I ask you a question? Unrelated. Okay. Right. We'll table the Divrei Hayamim discussion for a second. So, ma bein lishmo b'shalo lishmo l'ochlav b'shalo l'ochlav. So, you know what's been bothering me? The Mishnah Psachim and Samach Aleph. Why is it a problem that if it's lishmo and shalo lishmo, but l'ochlav b'shalo l'ochlav is acceptable? Okay. So that Rabbi Yochanan was prepared to deal with. He said that, you know, you're being born in Lod and living in Naharda is apparently not a psul hakuf when it comes to that question. Since you enrolled in the Tzur B'Mirabanan program, Torah Academy, Alav HaShalom, Tov Eimelecha, I'll explain it to you, since you, the registration records will show your presence. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo. One, psula begufo. Lo chav v'shalo l'achavin psula begufo. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo. Two, e'ef shalavar yisuro. Lo chav v'shalo l'achav e'ef shalavar yisuro. Three, lishmo v'shalo lishmo yeshno b'dalet avodos. Lo chav v'shalo l'achavin b'arba avodos. Only shchita. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo up to four. Yes, no, but Tibri Yachid, oh, Chavishlach, Chavina, but Tibri Yachid. Rav Ashi quibbled. Amar Psulo Begufo. We have Shalavari Surachad Milsi. Dematam Amar Psulo Begufo. We should have Shalavarer Isuro. So Rashi and Tosus weigh in on this point, but basically the idea is as follows. So you're Machshav Lishma, Shalol Lishma. You can't say, oh, you know, let's assume that the lishma part was chal, I don't know, on the animal's head, on the animal's tail, maybe its right hind leg, its left front leg, and the rest of it was shalol lishma. Right? You can't do that. You have shalavar yisuro. But le'ochlav, shalol le'ochlav, right? You have Tom, Dick, and Harry over there in one corner, they're tahorim, and you've got, Sal and Bobby and Tommy and, you know, they're Shainan Tahorin over there in the other corner. So it's after Levar Yisuro. Okay. That's what I mean by Psula Gov. So I'm Rabbi Bar Rabbi Yuda, I'm Rabbi Yom Shenigna, Sefer Yochzin. Toshash Kochan Shel Chachamim. V'chiei Mar Einayim. Einayim. Amr Mar Zutra Bein Atzel Atzel. Okay, these are Psukim over here. In Divrei Hayamim Aleph. Perik Ches, Pasuk Lamed Hey, and Tes Pasuk Mem Dalad, respectively. Ta'inu Dalad Mea Gemale de Drasha. It's an allegory, but we loaded up 400 camels with drashos. Apparently, they had a lot to say. Tanya Cherim Orim, Hikdim Mulim Larem Kosher, Arelin Mulim Pasul, Maishna Mulim Larem de Kosher, Chlar Labainan Vilaka. Still, Arelin Lemulinami Kula Arla Bainan Vilaka. It should be acceptable by the Eved because he had some mulin in there. Lema Kasavri Achim Lishchita Lebesov Chthrav Namerava Adayin Hi Machlokes. This entire discussion we had between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda by Tmura. Af Bigimar Devarav Adam Nitpas. Damerava Adayin Hi Machlokes. Hilka Chigdim Mulin Arelin. Mulin chayli, arelim bo chayli, hikdim arelim le mulin, arelim chayli, mulin lo chayli. So as you're finishing the shchita, if you had in mind first mulin, that's what's tofes. If you had first in mind arelim, that's what's tofes. So now we're seeing a new shita, something we hadn't seen up until now. We saw both extremes, right? V'chol arel o yochabo is a position that says if there's arelim mixed in there, it's going to take down the whole korban. We saw the Mishnah which said, yeah, as long as there are mulim in there, it's like lochlav shalol lochlav. It's like tmeim and tahorin, right? It's, you know, it's acceptable, but the evet. So now we're seeing a third shita. Maybe the mulin have to come first, because the arelim come first, then that's what's tofes, and if that's what comes in, besof shchita, so then there's nothing left to discuss. Okay, so let's review. So again, we have this machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Chista. Rabbi is mekel, Rav Chista is machmir. And the question is, what exactly is this machlokes all about? So the Gemara had two suggestions. Again, the first suggestion, the most lengthy suggestion in the Gemara, is whether there's machsheves arelim bizrika, or whether that is limited to shchita, zos chukas hapasach, it's a din in shchita. That was approach number one. Maskefler Rav Ashi rejected that as an approach, and he thought there was an issue of shinoi bailim. Can you be Mishana Bailim from the Mumim to the Arelim, the Bimachsheves Arelim, the Shas Zerika? And there's an interesting comment. Rabbi Chista was Machmir, he says, I basically accept the premise that Didei and Chavrei have to be fundamentally equivalent, but this Arel is like you. He's a Bar Chiyuva. He's an Arel. Okay, but that is just a mechusar ma'isa. It's a chash, ma'isa chash, it's says. It's a serious ma'isa, but in the end of the day, he would be able to go ahead and perform this ma'isa. Now, halachically, maybe he's not allowed to, which is a really interesting question, but at least physically, he's capable of so doing. And so, therefore, since he's a Bar Chiyuva, there is that equation, Didei and Chavrei, and the problem is one of Shinoi Bailim. So the Gemara asks a very sharp question. They say, you know, it's interesting. Rabba thinks, Ho'ol v'yibayim iskan nafshe is legitimate hope. You know what's really surprising? That Rabba appears to be machmir on one of the fundamental dinim, Beis Hillel, of all of Yontif. Ho'il u'miklai le'orchim. As we explained at the time, when we first encountered this, what it really means is that when it comes to these malachos of ochal nefesh, you don't have to justify it on an item per item basis. But wait a second. Wait a second. Chista's machmir on that question. He's machmir on that question. He doesn't hold from Hovil. He thinks that you get malchus. Right? Yom Tif isn't only an Isser Lav relative to Shabbos, it's certainly Kal, but so the Gemara says, you know, that's exactly the point. He doesn't hold the hold of Ha'wil L'kula by Yom Tif, but he holds of Ha'wil L'chumra in terms of Psu'ul in the Karban Pesach. Tosfos says, wait a second. Once you're already talking about L'kula L'chumra, it sounds like a Dinder Abana. It wouldn't sound like it's still a Dinder Raisa. Dinder Raisa, you wouldn't be drawing that distinction altogether. Okay. And then the Gemara had a debate. When we were extending from the world of Tumeim to the world of Arelim, we assumed initially that we were talking about a Tame, a person who's Tame, like a person who's an Arel. But could it be that we were talking about Tumas Basar? So the Gemara went through a few different iterations where they said, you know what, that's possible. It's possible. And Miktsasa versus Kula would be a situation where, let's say, one of the Evarim became Tameh. And then it's Talon Sreifa. And the rest of it continues to be acceptable. And you might have to mix and match the Resha and the Seifa. Parts that are clearly talking about Gavrei. But that was one interesting suggestion the Gemara had. And finally, the Gemara said, you know what, there's another way of looking at this question of Mulin and Arelin, which is maybe Tafos Lashon Rishon, Adayin Hi Machlokas. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, in Temura, Af B'Gmar Dvar Avadam Ditpas, only B'Tchilas Dvar Avadam Ditpas. So maybe actually what's going to make the difference is what Machshava you had first. And if it was first for the Mulin, so then it's the Shechita is Chal on that, as we said, so Shechita is on that. And it's highly, and it will be acceptable. And it's like we're not really going to pay attention. We're not going to be go-raised the fact that you had two machshavos. And vice versa is going to be possible. It's actually going to be a problem. Ben Ashar, it's really interesting. The Gemara references the story, of course, of Beria. Tlasme Adivrei Torah, Tlasme Revusa. Chazal had a lot of respect for her learning ability. And apparently, even she struggled when it came to Divrei Ayamim. It took her over 3 years, and Rabbi Simlai wants to do it in 3 months, so Rabbi Yochanan is not, again, he reacts kind of like Shammai did to the individual, said, you know, Tel Amdei Nikola Terakula al Regalachas. He did not take kindly to that suggestion, you know, it's something very interesting. So anybody who wants to study Divrei Hayamim, this is your daf, and certainly makes it seem like a great challenge, but also you shall be duly rewarded. Because Gemara says, you know, that when our Chazal's drashos, which they called the Sefer HaYochsin, was nignaz, it was a qualitative diminishment of Torah knowledge, right? The illumination of Torah went out. We had apparently 400 camel loads of drashos between chapter 8 and chapter 9 of Divrei Hayamim Aleph. 400 camel loads. It's a significant number of exegetical teachings. So, again, you know, the point that we should all derive from this: Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. We should be me'utar b'chav dalad svarim. That is the tradition of our yeshiva. I read something very interesting that I'll conclude with over Shabbos. I was reading, actually rereading something I'd read many years ago, but I was rereading it. And Wichtenstein, some had forgotten this, when he was in his last year in Chaim Berlin. He was a superstar in Chaim Berlin. He transferred to Yeshiva University because his parents wanted him to get an undergraduate education, learn with the Rav. So Rav Huttner was really crestfallen. His last year in Chaim Berlin, he had already finished all of the high school courses. He finished high school around 15, and I spent the next 2 to 3 years just learning the base medrash there, right? They did not have, in those days, people did not go to Israel to learn. And so the state had just been born. So, yeah, exactly at that time, 1949, 1950. So Rav Huttner told Wichtenstein that he gave him certain learning goals to accomplish for the year. He should learn 3 daftim a week, kind of bal peh, or know all the shaka v'tariyah bal peh, and that he should memorize 2 prakim of Tanakh a week. Rav Huttner is very big into learning Tanakh. So that wasn't the part that I wanted to tell you guys. The part that impressed me was that in that same article, Rav Lichtenstein mentions that in Chaim Berlin, only the biggest Talmidei Chachamim were involved in the study of Tanakh. It was considered for the elites. That's fascinating to me. So it wasn't like, you know, you can't hack it in learning, so, you know, you go over there and take out the Das Mikra on Yeshayahu or something like that. So that it was only something that was contemplated by people who were at a very, very high level, which is exactly the impression that you get from this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan looks at Rabbi Simlai and says, "You expect me to teach you Divrei Hayamim? I'm perfectly happy to discuss Zvachim with you. You know, if you want to talk about Lo'ochla v'shalo Lo'ochla versus Lishmo v'shalo Lishmo, you know, you don't need any special credentials for that. Divrei Hayamim? Have you lost it? Because that's like exactly the opposite of the way that we think about it. But we shouldn't. We shouldn't. We should take it very seriously. To be mu'utar b'chav dalad svarim, as Chazal always said. You want to have that down. And that's what the Rambam says, is that, you know, even the Rambam is his famous statement in Hilchos Talmud Torah about shlish b'talmud, that eventually a person gets to a place in their learning where they no longer have to invest as much time in Mikra and Mishnah. Mishnah basically means Bikiyas, and Talmud means, the analysis of putting all of the Chachmos together, you know, the Parades, effectively. But the Rambam says that, he says there as a Tana, he says, you know, that's only B'tchilas Limud Shel Adam, but when a person has learned everything, you know, all of Bavli and all of Yerushalmi and all of Medrash Halacha and everything, you know, empirical that a person would study. So then one focuses on Ian, and every now and again one should just review to make sure that one hasn't forgot any of the prakim in Tanakh, one hasn't forgotten any of the dinim in the Bavli or the Yerushalmi. So the people who claim, you know, in today's day and age to be following Shitas HaRambam by not studying, you know, Mikra or Mishnah, Dahainu Mikra, Chavdalot Svarim, and Mishnah, Dahainu Bikiyas, they must be claiming about themselves that they are not only have learned Kol HaTorah Kula, but they know everything. That they literally know everything. Because the Rambam says, you know, of course, we still expect a person who's learned everything to review to make sure that they haven't forgotten. You never know. You know, you might have forgotten, you know, a pasuk in, Amos. That would be very embarrassing. So you have to go back every now and just make sure, okay, that Baruch Hashem, I haven't forgotten my Amos. You know, I'm still holding in the 34th chapter of Iyov. It's all still there. So it's the bar is so incredibly high. So if they know something, they'll say that they're not being somech on the Rambam, because that would be an insult to the Rambam, and they would not emerge unscathed from that claim. But they could argue to be somech on Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam doesn't argue that this is any kind of lechatchila. Rabbeinu Tam wonders in the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin after it says that. It doesn't sound like it's an Eitz HaTova Kamash Malan. It sounds like it's a Chiyuv. And it is Nifsak LaHalach on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch as a Chiyuv. So it's not an Eitz HaTova, Al Tirki Rishinan Tamelo Vishilashtim. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, what in the world is going on over here? I don't see a lot of people doing this. So Rabbeinu Tam, everybody knows, wants to be Malamid Zchus. So he says, ah, you know, must be that we're so mech on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chafbeis, right? Why is it called the Talmud Bavli? It's Balul, right? Mincha Balula Vashemin. It's Balul, B'mikra, B'mishnah, B'talmud. It must be that we're relying on that. But it doesn't sound like it's Lichatchila. It's not a Lichatchila. So a person should know. A person should know all of the basics. A person should know, not to say that it's basic. That's the point of this Gemara. It's far from basic. Ma'aser Merkava, it's far from basic. A person should be Mu'utar B'chav Dalet Svarim. It's a very, very important priority in learning. And a person should have a mastery of all of the Bekiyas. When we say Bekiyas, we mean Mishnah, we mean Tosefta, we mean all of the rabbinic literature. Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash Halacha, Medrash Agad, all of the rabbinic literature, all of the Devei Chazal, right? Including Masechta Sofrim, you have to know that if you want to learn the Sugya of Halil, right? Velayla Achas, the Shiltos, the Tur, so you have to know that as well. And then of course, it's like Rav Twersky once said, people make a mistake. They don't realize, they think that Brisk was Mezalzel and Bikias. Nothing could be further from the truth. What Brisk was about was not equating Bikias, meaning knowing all of the aforementioned, with Godless. Godless was to be aspired to from the platform of what I just described. There's some people say, oh, godless equals, meaning this person knows X, Y, or Z. That's not, godless is to be original within that framework. To have all of the kalim and then to apply them. Liyasem, right? Yepshe the base medrash b'li chiddush. But it's not chas v'shalom that it's mezalzel, but it was a given that these are the tools that are necessary, right? You know, so that he is in his 10th Yoreh Tzeit Drasha for the Rav. You should look it up. It's worth listening to. 2003. You can do it by date. So this is very important for us because it charts out what it is we are trying to achieve. And we have to be systematic about it. So you have to figure out how one wants to pace oneself so as to get there. In other words, how does one set oneself on a course to make sure that one is covering enough ground and developing the requisite skills at the same time to be doing this in the appropriate fashion. So I will conclude on this note. I remember being very, when I was younger than you guys already, very taken. And again, it essentially confirms what I just, you know, reread over Shabbos on Friday night. I was reading it from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner was from Slobodka. His roots were in Slobodka, you know, with Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky and with Rav Aaron Cutler. So, and, you know, Rav Ruderman, it's everybody, all these people were part of the Slobodka world. So the same deal there. So Reb Yaakov learned, he said he had half an hour Seder in Tanakh a day. His whole life, he was never Mivater on that one. I think he was Messiah Tanakh 80 times. His book, the book that they put out about him, is not one of these hagiographies, you know, where they just change the name of the Gadol and they tell the same story. But it's verified by the family. It's true. I have it on good authority. Everything is there. And he studied Tanakh. Everybody should study Tanakh seriously to be Mu'utar B'chav Dalet Svarim. And you see that was the derech of the Tanoim and the Amoraim as well. We have these fancy Gemaras nowadays so that we don't even have to even open up the Tanakh. You know, we're afraid of what might happen. They get mold or asbestos or something like that. So they just put it on the page for you. But in the good old days, we used to at least have to carry our Tanakhs around with us. But the Tanoim, we're quoting freely from Psukim and Iyov and Tehillim and Devei Hayamim, as discussed today. So this is something which is very, 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 very important. And again, it's not an Eitz HaTovah Kamash Malan, but it's a Halacha. Al Turkei Vishinantam Ela Vishilashtam. So especially for those be graduating this coming year, so the next year, it's important to just set aside time, you know, after night seder or whatever it is, to just have a fixed amount of limud to make sure that you're learning an appropriate amount, every single day to be on track, like the Rambam says, to be fully fluent and familiar with all of the Sifrei Tanakh. It's very, very important. Again, Rav Yaakov gave it half an hour a day. I think that sounds like a very reasonable amount of time to do it. We're not talking about, that's obviously in addition to Shnai Mikra as we define it with Targum and Rashi and the Ramban. That's a separate story in its own right. But I think that is really the proper way to go. You know, and just to make sure that you have that down, so that we're not caught unawares when it comes to the fundamentals, Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. Okay, let's hold it up there, and we will continue on with our discussion. 6:45